For this Friday, January 5th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Firefighters were called to Dusty Barn Distillery in Posey County Thursday morning. There were three fire departments that responded to the fire on Carson School Road near Mars Elementary. There was visible smoke pouring from the second barn. That's where fire officials say the fire was. Mars Township firefighters say because of short staffing, they had to call nearby departments to help out. The fire was put out fairly quickly and no one was hurt. Fire officials say they're always in need of volunteers, and if you're interested, stop by your local fire department to find out more information. Posey County Council on Aging has announced that they will offer free tax filing services this year. It will start on February 6th and be each Tuesday through April 9th, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. The location is 611 West 8th Street in Mount Vernon. The volunteers preparing the returns are trained and certified by the IRS. Businesses and farms are not eligible for this service. Appointments are required. You can call the office at 812-838-4656 for more information. Some sports news for you as North Posey Baseball posted on Facebook that University of Evansville baseball head coach Wes Carroll will be speaking to the Vikings baseball program this coming Monday at 4:15. This talk is open to all the North Posey High School guys that are not in a winter sport. They say they are also opening it up to any Cub baseball players as well. The meeting will take place in Coach Kirkman's classroom. The St. Louis Cardinals announced on Wednesday that Meeks Family Fieldhouse on the campus of the University of Evansville will be a stop on the St. Louis Cardinals caravan this winter. It will take place on Sunday, January 14th. The event will begin at 6 o'clock in the evening and is free and open to the public. There will be autographs available for kids 15 and under and fun for all Cardinals fans. Members of the UE baseball and softball teams will also be in attendance, and fans are encouraged to bring cash for a cash-only raffle where fans can win Cardinals swag, with proceeds from the raffle going to benefit the UE programs. UE will host a stop in Caravan 6, which is scheduled to include St. Louis players Alec Burleson, Drew Rahm, Tink Hintz, and Cardinal alumni Jason Simontacci and Xavier Scruggs, with Polo Asensio serving as the MC. Anyone with questions should contact the UE Athletic Department ticket office by phone at 812-488-2623. Switching to local sports from last night in high school girls basketball, North Posey picked up a road win at Tecumseh 62-49. The Vikings improved to 5-10 on the season. In college basketball, USI men's basketball hung on for a 69-67 win at home against Tennessee State. It's back-to-back wins as they improved to 5-11 overall and 2-1 in the OVC. Jeremiah Hernandez had 20 points to pace USI, and A.J. Smith added a double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds. USI women's basketball also won last night at home against Tennessee State 78-57. Vanessa Shafford poured in 26 points and grabbed 9 rebounds. USI improves to 8-5, and they stay perfect in the OVC with a 3-0 record. The Evansville women's basketball team fell big at Northern Iowa 82-52 last night. For the Purple Aces, Maggie Hartwig had a double-double, 18 points and 11 rebounds. UE is now 2-11 on the season and 0-2 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Coming up tonight in local high school basketball, Mount Vernon boys basketball welcomes Forest Park. The varsity game will tip off at 7 o'clock. The Wildcats are 4-4 on the year. You will be able to hear the game on the radio, 106.7 WMVI, and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Chris Cook now and Buck will have the radio broadcast. North Posey boys basketball, who is 7-2 on the year, they are off tonight, but they will be in action at home against Mount Vernon tomorrow evening at 7:30. That wraps up your news and sports for this Friday, January 5th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have any news tips, you can send them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Friday. Your weather forecast is next.